This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome, you're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a fantastic start to this week. Yet again, we've seen record high levels being clocked in on the Nifty. Could you please help us really understand what fueled the rally in today's trading session and what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, benchmark indices started the week on a flying note with both Sensex and Nifty ending at record closing highs. In fact, Sensex hit a record high of 41,899, while the Nifty 50 hit a record high of 12,337 on Monday. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 259 points to 41,859, while the Nifty 50 rallied by 72 points to close at 12,329. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, IT, as well as telecom and FMCG stocks. Broader markets did outperform as the small cap index gained 0.95%, while the mid cap index closed with gains of 0.87%. Now, as benchmark indices hit a fresh record high, the market capitalization of BSE listed companies rose by over 1 lakh crores to 158.74 lakh crores on Monday, compared to 157.67 lakh crores recorded on Friday. Now, experts are of the view that investors should stay light as the probability of further consolidation is much higher at current levels, but the overall trend still remains on the upside. Now, if you look at the top Nifty gainers, it includes stocks like GAIL India, Coal India, IndusInd Bank and Infosys, while top losers include names like TCS, Bharti Infratel, UPL and Yes Bank. And if you look at the stocks which hit fresh 52-week high in today's trading session, it includes names like Shree Cement, SRF, NIT Technologies, Jubilant Foodwork, Amber Enterprises, Balkrishna Industries, Timken India, as well as Birla Corp.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, could you really help us understand, as far as the sectoral indices are concerned, which were the sectors that really pushed the rally in benchmark indices today? Also, in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Absolutely. Well, in terms of sectors, realty index rose 2%, followed by IT index, which was up 1.8%, and the telecom index rallied 1.7%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Tech Mahindra, Infosys, Dabur India, Wipro, as well as Colgate-Palmolive. There were no stocks which saw a lot of a short build-up, but long build-up was seen in stocks like Tata Global Beverages, Colgate-Palmolive, Bharti Airtel, as well as Apollo Tyres.
Right. Now, Kshitij, apart from this, there were a whole host of other stocks as well, which were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with the IT major Infosys. Now, the quarterly results actually came out on Friday post the market hours, and the share prices reacted today. The share prices rallied 5% today after the company reported better than expected numbers for the quarter ended December 2019. Now, HSBC, Citi and Nomura, all of them raised their target price on Infosys post Q3 results. Now, Yes Bank share prices fell 6% today after the company's independent director Uttam Prakash Agarwal submitted his resignation. Shares of Hindustan Construction Company rallied almost 10% in today's trade after the lenders initiated carving out the 2100 crore rupees of debt to third-party controlled special purpose vehicle. Apart from this, Tata Global Beverages ended 3% higher today after the National Company Law Tribunal approved the demerger of consumer products business of Tata Chemicals and vesting it with the company. Now, Edelweiss Financial Services share prices also rose 4% today after the company clarified that it has no relationship with Capstone Forex Private Limited and all the allegations of FEMA violations are false. Apart from this, Kshitij, could you really help us understand how are we placed technically on the index and which are the crucial levels to watch out for now?
Absolutely. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on daily charts and it is trading above most of its short-term moving averages. In fact, the support, or the, you could say the crucial support, is placed at 5 days exponential moving average at 12,224. Now, most technical experts suggest that if the index holds above 12,337, which is the record high of Monday, then chances of further rally towards 11,400 levels is possible. Now, three levels to watch out for in tomorrow's trading session or Tuesday would be 12,224, 12,337 and 12,400.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kshitij, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index, as well as a strategy that investors and traders can follow going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own. and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.